Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life.
Good morning, sunshine. Welcome to another day of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Over the last 2 days, I have been discussing the difference between social isolation and loneliness. So if you haven't listened to those, this is a continuation episode, but it can stand alone as well if that's more your vibe. I am the queen of getting sucked into rabbit holes, and one of the past episodes I mentioned referenced the concept of social prescriptions, which is a commonplace practice in many countries, including Australia, Canada, Ireland, Japan, New Zealand, Portugal, Singapore, and the UK of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. And this is a relatively new concept in healthcare because it's including a community partner from outside of the healthcare sector to both get to know and monitor the progress of people underneath these prescriptions, which upon doing research, I realized it's not just go outside and play with your friends. These are holistic approaches to our medical needs and our mental health needs that are completely designed to your specific situation. By promoting community-based integrated care and demedicalizing that healthcare treating the symptoms type vibe of it. Basically, social prescriptions are specific to each community and the care setting, but typically they include services providing support in mental health or social inclusion, financial aid, housing advice, as well as activities that promote physical health and creativity. But because these are prescribed services, they are obviously extremely dependent on who they're being prescribed to. But the concept itself is this more holistic approach to our mental health by assessing what we really do need and comparing that to what is available within our community. Because oftentimes, there are so many community-based resources around us, but we're unfamiliar with them because we've never needed them before. This is basically offering a liaison or a connection that not only knows your situation and knows your needs, but also links you or connects you with the services that are already in existence within your community. And I'm realizing that this episode is me turning into somebody who really wishes we had this option in our healthcare system. But since it's not, I'm going to offer some of the more generalized and broad examples of social prescriptions that I've found from these articles, as well as some that I've used in my life that have helped stave off some of that loneliness or social isolation feeling. Typically, available community services that are often prescribed through these programs include things like welfare, legal, financial, and housing support, as well as food security, social care services, mental health services, disability support, addiction support, as well as support for those who are experiencing violence. The services may also link you with employment services or vocational learning experiences or local education programs that can help patients get closer to their goals. But beyond the more foundational and critical demand of these types of services, there are social prescriptions on social activities, both indoor and outdoor gatherings, going to experience music, art, and culture-related activities, volunteering, and even things like going outside for a walk in nature can all qualify as a social prescription. And the beauty of the internet is all of these can become more social experiences if you search meetups in your area or local groups that do these things regularly. In my experience, the best way to get out of a social rut is to start small. I've talked about it before, but just conversing with the world around you and your community can help you feel more connected. So until this American healthcare shit gets itself together and can start prescribing what we actually need, I think it's our responsibility somehow to figure out what that is for ourselves. And for me, a lot of the times, if I am feeling especially socially isolated or lonely, it's often a lot less a matter of uprooting my life, moving away, and making a whole new set of friends, and more often a matter of connecting with the community I already have around me by conversing with people at the store or on my walk to the store, by attending community events. Even things like yard sales or local concerts usually do make a huge difference in making me feel more connected. Truly, I know volunteering always comes up, but it is an exceptional way to get connected to your community, to cause conversations that have more depth and don't feel so shallow, which I think is a big reason a lot of us feel so disconnected, and also feel really great on a totally self-serving level because you did a good thing. Otherwise, things like pen pals and social media can be a really huge upgrade from scrolling and feeling more disconnected, at least for me. When I started using my social media for what it's supposed to be used for, the social aspect and not the, oh my gosh, am I not doing enough socially aspect, which is totally different, I noticed how much I was sleeping on the service that was provided. And I feel that way a lot about public libraries in general. I think people just associate public libraries with books, but there are so many community resources available at public libraries that are typically free and inclusive, but for some reason get chronically overlooked. I will never stop preaching about the value of our public library system and the value it's brought to my life, both socially and educationally, because it does have a lot of books too. All right, y'all, that does it for this series. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed creating it. I hope you have an awesome rest of your day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.